brought to you by Republic Trading Group, our toll-free number, which is good 24-7. If I answer the phone, then Republic Trading Group is open. That number, 1-800-691-7898, the web address, up and functioning without too many problems, republictradinggroup.net. Quick check of how the financial markets ended the week. A little giddy, I should say. Stocks surged higher Friday, according to the Associated Press, as another round of corporate takeovers prodded investors to continue a largely uninterrupted months-long buying streak. Mergers? People are still buying into mergers? Well, they were buying into the mergers when AOL joined up with Time Warner. What a big success that was. And Chrysler, being taken over by Daimler Chrysler. What a big success that was. But I guess folks on Wall Street seem to think corporate takeovers are a good thing. Nonetheless, Dow finished up 79 points on the day at 13,556, a new all-time record. NASDAQ up 19 at 2,558. By the way, you want to turn $10,000 into $28,000 in less than 3 years? Stay tuned. Gold in New York closed on a positive note, up $4.50, ending the week at $662.10. Silver up 13 cents at $12.99. For a penny, they couldn't stick it over $13. Platinum up $9 at $1,326. Palladium flat on the day at $3.64. Crude oil off by a nickel, closing just under $65 a barrel at $64.81. And the U.S. dollar index off by 12 basis points, closing at 82.11. How do you turn 10 grand into 28,000 in a little under 3 years? We'll have that for you when we return.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Think I was giving you a little tease on how to turn $10,000 into $28,000 in just under 3 years. Put it this way. If someone is prepared to put his money where his mouth is, I'm very confident in making that statement. CEO and chairman of U.S. Gold Corp., Robert McEwen, declared on an interview with Bloomberg Television, and he advised his investors and his clients to load up on gold, bullion, and gold stocks. Mr. McEwen says that gold prices are going to rise to at least $2,000 by 2010. Through U.S. Gold, Gold Corp founder McEwen plans to invest $50 million to develop mining properties in Nevada. Good luck to Mr. McEwen in his endeavor in Nevada. Unfortunately, he'll run into a little buzzsaw called the environmental movement, but that's neither here nor there. He is the largest shareholder of the Exploration Junior, which has acquired several companies exploring on Nevada's Cortez Trend, including White Knight, Nevada Pacific Gold, and Tone Resources. As evidence of his assertions, McEwen noted that less gold is being mined and it's costing more to produce it. Only large central bank sales could potentially derail gold prices, he explained. While higher gold prices are expected to impact the level of use of gold in the jewelry industry, McEwen suggested that investor interest in gold funds, gold stocks, gold bullion will compensate for the loss in jewelry manufacturing. Meanwhile, McEwen advised that he anticipates that China will be buying substantially more gold. Well, as he points out, we only have one problem. And that is the central banks, and or what we affectionately call the plunge protection team. Well, the U.S. Treasury has been given a challenge by a noted columnist for the New York Post, John Crudell, in a piece yesterday chastising the U.S. Treasury. He said, we'd love to help the U.S. Treasury comply with our request for information about the Working Group on Financial Markets. So the Post's lawyer is sending the following letter reminding the government of its legal obligations under the Freedom of Information Act. Dear Mr. Gilmore, Director for Disclosure Services at the U.S. Secretary, at the U.S. Treasury, I should say. He says, the lawyer says this, I write to protest the failure by the Department of the Treasury to process Mr. Crudell's request for documents relating to the Working Group on Financial Markets. As you would be aware, under the Freedom of Information Act, the department is required to process such requests within 20 working days. Mr. Crudell lodged his request for documents almost 10 months ago, yet he has yet to receive any document from the Department of Treasury or any explanation for the department's failure to produce said documents. There's more to the letter, which was signed by the Post's lawyers, that we won't quote here, but it essentially recaps what John Crudell said in his last column and how he showed how the Treasury's Freedom of Information bureaucracy said it wanted to respond to his request as soon as possible, even though their original letter seeking information about the secretive working group was sent nearly a year ago. Crudell says, I know about internal discussions only because I was recently given documents detailing how Treasury was supposedly worked up over the fact that my request had somehow fallen through the cracks. It is not that I think the notes and minutes of the working group meetings will be arriving on my doorstep anytime soon. What I do think is that the Treasury, as soon as possible, will turn down my request and give me directions on how to appeal the decision. I'm not being naive here, but I am being persistent. I understand how the game is played, especially since I'm after the innermost thoughts of a group whose nickname is, yes, you got it, the Plunge Protection Team. The team was formed by a directive of President Reagan back in 1987. After the Dow collapsed 500 points. It is, without question, the fly in the ointment, my friends. Outside of the Plunge Protection Team, I think Robert McEwen's statement of 2,000 gold by 2010 is a gross underestimate. When things start collapsing all around you, it happens pretty fast. When people start to panic, things happen pretty fast. And one of the things that are going to happen when people... And now, Mr. McEwen said gold at $2,000 an ounce. That means that's what the spot price of gold is going to in his assumption. That doesn't mean that you are going to be able to buy an ounce of gold for $2,000. More than likely, if my estimations are correct, and I don't base my estimations on my own personal whims and desires, I base my personal estimations on mine production and demand. And when you figure out mine production and demand, you come to the realization in very short order that there's not enough gold being produced just to meet current demand. We aren't in a panic yet. We are long ways from a panic. We are dealing now with stocks surging to all-time highs, 13,556. Where do we go from here? 15,000? Is it 20,000? But we've got a lot of problems out there. We got a war in the Middle East going from bad to worse each and every day. We've got pure chaos breaking out in Gaza, Israel attacking Gaza today. More death and mayhem in the Middle East. Is there going to be any solution to it in distant future? No. There's no solution to this problem because there's no solution to the problem because people will not address the real causes of the problems in the Middle East. Therefore, because these people do not have the ability to address these problems, it will never be solved, and it'll go from bad to worse, to worse, to worse, to worse, until people finally realize that the problem in the Middle East is the philosophy of the Zionists within the state of Israel, who are white supremacists. You see, people, when you bring up white supremacy and Zionism, people get, you can't say that. Yes, I can, and I will. Unlike Ron Paul, I'm not running for higher office. I can say anything I like. Well, within reason. Zionists believe that they are a superior race to everybody else. Isn't that the classic definition of white supremacy? A group of people with a white skin who believe that they are better than anybody else? That's what a Zionist is. And unfortunately, the world has got a hard time coming to grips with it, but eventually they will come to grips with it. Eventually stuff will unfold and things will happen. And when people start running down to their local coin dealer in order to buy an ounce of gold because they open up the morning paper and they see gold priced at $2,000 an ounce, something must be going on. And they run down to the store and the store owner is sitting there and he goes, yeah, I got an ounce of gold, cost you $3,000. But spot price is $2,000. I know, but I'm selling my 1 ounce gold coin here for $3,000. You have two options. You can place your Federal Reserve notes on the counter and leave with the gold coin, or you don't have to put your Federal Reserve notes on the counter and you can just leave. Because trust me, somebody else outside there that's be more than willing to pay that premium for that gold coin because it's just not any gold available for the common man. Is it rantings and ravings of the lunatic fringe on a late Friday afternoon? Possible. But then you got to give it some serious thought.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, my friends. Should be lucky not living in Zimbabwe. Inflation rate in Zimbabwe announced today is at 3,700%. An ounce of gold, just for your information, if you were to purchase an ounce of gold in Zimbabwe today, you would have to hand over, and they had to be notes that weren't, they've got expiry dates on Zimbabwean currency. Just like you have expiring dates on your milk or your other disposable dairy products. They have expiry dates. If you don't spend the money within a certain period of time, it's gone. Anyway, if you were to hand over Zimbabwean notes today, buy an ounce of gold cost you $93,800,000 Zimbabwean dollars. When I left Zimbabwe, you could buy an ounce of gold for about 300 Zimbabwean dollars. Yes, that's what inflation is all about. Well, what a week we had. It almost defies logic, the week we had. We found out that the Attorney General of the United States, the Chief Law Enforcement Officer, was up to skullduggery when it came to the wiretapping by trying to get a comatose Attorney General John Ashcroft to sign off on the wiretapping. We have the spineless jellyfish, otherwise known as Republicans and Democrats, who were beside themselves with glee yesterday that they passed immigration reform. It's 1,000 pages. Not one single senator or congressman is going to read any one of those 1,000 pages, but it's coming up for debate on Monday. They'll ram it through probably for a vote late Friday evening. It's a done deal. You know, hum and haw about whether it's, well, they're going to face a somewhat uphill struggle, but the facts are the facts. This is part and parcel. This is a key. This is a key point in the North American Union. It's a reason why so many of these so-called elected officials are pushing immigration reform. They're trying to tell, I heard, the fine senator from Arizona today. And by the way, how did John McCain... You see, this is where I have problems with money. As far as I know, and I'll be generous here, a U.S. senator makes $150,000 a year. John McCain released his tax records today, and he's always worked for the government. He's either been in the military or he's worked for the government. He has a net worth of between, you can't figure it out, it's somewhere between $5 and $10 million. My question is, if you do the math, even if he saved every penny of his entire government salary, how is it possible, unless he got, maybe he's just a smart investor. Was it possible that Mr. Keating dropped a couple of $1 million into his bank account? I don't know. I just can't figure it out. It's the same thing I can't figure it out with all these people. They spend $100 million to get elected as a senator that pays $150,000 a year. I mean, nobody even questions that logic. Why would you spend $100 million to get a job that pays you $150,000 a year, and if you're a senator, you've got to do it all over again in another 6 years? There's, well, as Thomas Jefferson advised us, you need a revolution every 20 years just to get rid of the buildup of the riffraff. And look how long we have gone without a revolution. You know, the funny thing here in Arizona, they started at the beginning of the month, they introduced that draconian no smoking in bars and restaurants law here. So people gather outside these little... they've got like smoking sections outside of restaurants in Phoenix now today. You have to be more than 20 feet away from an open door. So they corral you into these little pits. And every time I go stand in one of these little pits where there's a group of people, I always remind them. I go, you know, Americans had a revolution for a lot less than what we are forced to do right now. After all, it was just a tea tax. But here we are being treated like criminals. For what? Bar owners. You would think that a bar owner in the land of the free and the home of the brave, if a bar owner decided, I'm going to have a smoking bar, and put a sign up, this is a smoking bar, to let people know that if you come in here, people are smoking. But no, in the land of the free and the home of the brave, yes, we are a police state. Anyway, we'll take a short break, lighten it up when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example?
In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
I'm a long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on a Friday. With all the stuff that's going on this week, time for a little escape on this Friday. As you know, I have a passion for thoroughbred horses. Tomorrow, second leg in the Triple Crown, Preakness. Preakness has an unbelievable history. Horse racing has an unbelievable history. You know, to this day, I'm still amazed that when the decision was made to decide on what was going to become America's symbol, that, originally, I've forgotten who, was it Lincoln who wanted to have the turkey as a symbol? That would have been unfortunate. But eventually they settled on the bald eagle. Now, as you know, I have an affection for eagles as well, hence the name of my website, eaglesup.com. But the eagle never helped win anything. It's just a majestic, great-looking bird. On the other hand, would these freedoms and liberties that we are losing on a daily basis, but anyway, would these freedoms and liberties we enjoy today were it not for the horse, would we actually be enjoying them? Why did nobody even think of having the horse as a symbol of America? After all, how would anybody have been able to warn anybody, especially Paul Revere, about warning the good citizens about the coming British invasion? How would we have discovered the West if it wasn't for the horse pulling the wagons? And the horse has played an important role, in my humble opinion, in this thing that we call freedom and liberty. But anyway, that aside, the month of May and June sees three horse races that will establish probably the greatest horses in the world. starts off with the Kentucky, followed by the Preakness, and finally the Belmont in about two weeks from Saturday. Not many horses have won the Triple Crown. It is an amazing thing for a horse to achieve. The Kentucky Derby, you have 20 of the finest horses, three-year-olds. They're babies. These are babies. These are the finest three-year-olds in the world. When you think of how many thousands of horses actually have aspirations to become a Triple Crown winner, It is mind-boggling when you think of how many actually have the opportunity to actually go for a Triple Crown. Now, I will tell you straight off the bat that my sentimental favorite, as everybody's sentimental favorite will be, will be the winner of the Derby, Street Sense, because we want to see him win the Preakness so he can go on and at least have a shot at going for the Triple Crown. America's love affair with horses is mind-boggling. When we think of the Great Depression, we think of people being very depressed about the economic situation. Things were tough and hard. But the amazing thing that happened during the Great Depression was the story of Seabiscuit. This is your quintessential, this is your Black Beauty of its time, which is most probably why I love horses, because Black Beauty obviously affected me when I was a child. But here you have a horse that he lost the first 17 races he ran. He was a joke of a horse until he was taken over by his new trainer, Tom Smith, and his new jockey, Red Pollard. I mean, he has a dysfunctional trainer and a dysfunctional jockey at a time when America is going through economic turmoil, but here rises up this horse that captures the country's imagination. And when he was dueling it out with his nemesis at the time, Rosemont, when Seabiscuit traveled from the West Coast to the East Coast, people were lining up at railway stations in the middle of the night. The train wasn't going to stop and let them see Seabiscuit. It was just blowing through. And thousands of people would gather in the middle of the night just to watch the train go by that had Seabiscuit in it. The nation was galvanized by the exploits of this horse. Now, granted, Seabiscuit never ran. He ran at Pimlico. He ran in what is called the Pimlico Special. He was never a contender. He was too old because, well, you've got to understand, the Preakness and Belmont and Kentucky Derby is for three-year-olds. It's for three-year-old males, by the way. Don't tell that to Gloria Allred, for goodness sake, because she'll start a petition to say that it's discriminatory that there are only male horses running in the Triple Crown. Well, it's probably the same reason why they don't allow women to compete in the Olympic men's 100-meter dash. There's a reason for it. But that aside, here you've got this unbelievable ability of a four-legged animal to capture the country's imagination. Now, I will tell you right now that tomorrow, if Street Sense wins, you will see a transformation within the country. People who don't pay any attention to horses will suddenly be captured by the prospect of Street Sense becoming the next Triple Crown winner. There's a lot of other horses I like in the race tomorrow, but my heart's going for Street Sense. I want to see a horse that'll have a shot at winning the Triple Crown. Now, granted, obviously, there's no grays running in the race tomorrow, which I would have had a bias towards a gray. But I think there are lessons that can be learnt here. And my passion for horses goes way back. I owned a horse once. Name was Bathsheba. She was a thoroughbred. She was a racehorse. Well, she wanted to be a racehorse, but she had a problem. She couldn't handle the claustrophobic state of getting in the starting gate. And as many babies have a problem with that, unfortunately, they are sold off and usually end up on show jumping arenas and dressage arenas and stuff like that. And I got her directly from the track, and she was feisty, to say the least. Well, all racehorses are feisty because they feed them on oats. And so you got to spend a good while getting them off the oats and mellowing them out. And we had a stable that was really close to a sports stadium. And the amazing thing was to see her react every time there was a sports event on, which she would hear the crowd erupt. The horses, they may have a pea brain, but they all have characters and they have little quirks, and it's just a passion that you have when you get close to horses. Don't ask me what it is. I mean, I can't even explain what it is with horses. A lot of people have found that when you take kids with disabilities or even old people with disabilities, and you put them around animals, it changes their life, especially with horses. And don't ask me what the connection is with the horse, but there's a strong connection. I follow horse racing not simply because it's not a betting thing. I just love watching them. I just like being around them. And so I'm excited about the prospects of watching the Preakness tomorrow. It's the greatest 2 minutes in sports anywhere, without question. And as I said, if Street Sense wins tomorrow, you will see it. The tough thing about tomorrow is because obviously there'll be a lot of memories of what happened last year with Barbaro. It's tough when you see a horse break down. A lot of people question whether or not they should have tried to save Barbaro. I would have been in their camp as well. But the facts are the facts. It's just one of those things that happens with thoroughbreds. It's unfortunate. But as I said, I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of life lessons to be learned. I mean, here you have these animals that everything they do is based on their ability, and they love to run. And a jockey represents 10%. Unlike any other sport, I mean, think of any other sport where man and animal are combined. Where man has, I'm not saying jockeys don't play a big part in the success of a racehorse. Of course they do. But it's a small part. It's 10%. By and large, all they got to do with great thoroughbreds is just hold on for dear life. It is an amazing thing. I made a pilgrimage, if you will, to Graceland to see where the roots of rock and roll are. I had the same desire to go and stand in Churchill Downs Arena and soak up the ambience of the history. And so when you look at it's not merely a horse race. It's a celebration of one of the greatest animals that we have. And as I said, this actually should become, it should, we should change. No, I know it. You can't change the eagle. But the horse has done a hell of a lot more than the eagle did to secure our freedoms. So that's what I'm looking forward to tomorrow. And then hopefully we'll look forward to the Belmont, where maybe, just maybe, we'll get another Triple Crown winner. It is a long shot. It is a long shot by a long way. There aren't many sporting events that I go gaga for, but this is one of them. This is one of the preeminent sporting events, and as I said, it's 2 minutes. It's sometimes over before it's already begun. And tomorrow, it's not a big field. There's only about 8 horses, and there's some fine horses in the race. I like the other little babies there. Curlin as well is another great little baby. He came second in the Derby. And the problem with little babies is they do. Horses react just like babies. And when they take that final turn and they're heading down the straight and 100,000 people stand up and cheer, it gives you goose pimples. And the problem with babies, though, is they start, you will see, that's the only job that a jockey has. Coming down the straight when this roar of the crowd goes up is to keep the horse focused on what's ahead of him. Because these babies, you'll see them, they'll start looking around. What's all the noise about? That's funny. Well, it's one of those quirky little things with these four-legged friends of ours. So I hope you enjoyed this little interlude from all the death, mayhem, and all the other stuff that went on this week. We have a little respite, a moment in time to focus on something else rather than all the bad stuff that's going on. Because there's a lot of bad stuff. We'll deal with it next week. The immigration, obvious issue, will be front and center next week, together with the financing of the troops, which the president once again today didn't want to sign because of alleged pork within the bill. I don't know what the pork was. I think the pork was wanting to give the troops a $6 an hour raise. Apparently that's not in the budget, so the president didn't want to pass that on. Anyway, am I hearing music in the background, or did we just blow through a break? I think we just blew through a break. No? Yep. So are we on a break, or are we live? Or are we just going to blow through to the end? Oh. Oh, okay. Well, obviously, my clock's missing. When we come back, believe it or not, there's a story you'll find on republictradinggroup.com. I mean, it just gets sillier and sillier. It's the reason why I talked about horses today. Didn't want to deal about all the other stupid issues that are going on out there. There's, well, I'll tell you when we get back.
All right. right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Few seconds, having a few little technical problems here, but that's neither here nor there. It's Friday. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm in actually a very good mood. Looking forward to tomorrow. And looking forward to next week. A couple of stories we missed, didn't have time to get through today. In Massachusetts, lawmakers are considering complaints from people who are short and fat. What's their solution? Well, they're going to review a bill that would make Massachusetts just the second state to bar discrimination against short, fat people. Are these people trying to take the fun out of everything? Is it possible if they pass this law that we will not be able to play, what's his name? Who did that song about short people? Randy Newman. Yes, we should find that song. We should play it in celebration of idiotic politicians. I can't believe that they were actually thinking about this. So I guess the only people you're going to be able to discriminate against are white Anglo-Christians. Which, by the way, have you you heard that NBC's come out with a comedy which is set to the theme of that Geico commercial with the cavemen? You know why NBC's doing a show, a comedy show about cavemen? Because they can insult cavemen all they like, and they're going to have no repercussion. Nobody can come back and say, hey, look, you can't denigrate cavemen. Because, as far as I know, well, maybe the sand bushmen in South Africa will get upset with being portrayed as cave people. But then again, you know who may also get upset with the new caveman thing? Could be Osama bin Laden or those other guys that hang around in caves in Afghanistan. Maybe that's the reason NBC is doing the caveman episode. Who knows? Anyway, as I said, Republic Trading Group, open 24/7. So is the website. Even though the rest of the world shuts down over the weekend, we don't. So trust you have a great weekend. Hope you enjoy the Preakness tomorrow. We'll do it all over again starting Monday. Till then, bye.